other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have got dozens and dozens and dozens of big stations looking at picking the show up since Michael Savage went on hiatus. We already had a bunch of them picking us up, but these are like 50,000 waters and stuff, AMs and FMs in big cities and small towns. And this is exciting. I'm telling you, man, this God is really coming through to get the word out. What a responsibility, too. I mean, man, I tell you. All right. Thank you for joining us here now in the second hour. And we're going to be getting into why are military police now running checkpoints all over the country in places like South Carolina. CNN says $4 gas. Get used to it. Obama, will he launch an October surprise? Sarah Palin and ABC News separately think so. That's just some of what we've got. And Costa Rica set to ban hunting. Why is that important for us here? Stuff like that is all coming up. But we've got a lot of callers here on the line. I appreciate everybody being patient. We'll first go to Chris, Nick, Sean, Chad, and then Daniel. Chris in Georgia, thank you for calling today. You're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, long-time listener, and I've got on the show several times before. I guess I have a suggestion of a very minor criticism of sorts. But first, let me say, ask you not to be overly modest when I suggest that every day when I listen to your show, I'm totally blown away, and it's the most amazing phenomenon. I have a feeling that there are a lot of people like me that listen to your show that are kind of wondering why we're not getting more done and we're not as productive as you. I wish we could do a show, maybe an hour of the whole show, where you don't talk about Syria, you don't talk about what the bad guys are doing to us, but we talk about what we are doing to us. Techniques of activism. How do we work together? And it's mostly because we Americans are not really built with the gene for organization. We're not the French. We're not the Polish. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts put it very well. You know, he said, yeah, people are waking up, but we're atomized. So can you imagine one of your shows, an entire show or an hour, where you just take callers that talk about what they're doing in their neighborhood, how they talk to people, that kind of thing?
No, that's a great idea, and I want the folks in there. One reason the show's really good is there's nobody telling me what to say and program directors and consultants, but it's also bad because they're not there, because then I'm just all over the map, and then I say, hey, tell me to do this later, and they really don't because they're, you know, they're not my boss or my peer, you know what I mean? They're my crew, and they're smart guys, but I've talked about that. We should talk about and do shows where we talk about activism and what's successful in your area, but listen, here's the deal. When we get up here on the air and we expose GMO as in major studies killing people, it wakes people up. It gets people thinking to try to avoid GMO. When we talk about how the inserts on vaccines admit they can give you epilepsy or give you Guillain-Barré or give you so many other disorders, people actually then go get the insert and go, wow, this is bad. It does have these things Alex, you know, said in them like mercury. So that's an issue. When we expose that Al-Qaeda is run by the bankers that run this country as a pretext to scare us into submission, when we do that, then people learn what a fraud it is that the TSA wants to put them in a microwave oven or stick their hands down your pants. So really discrediting the establishment and exposing them, that's really where it's all at. But it's taken me 17 years to get to this point. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
States, but even if somebody like Gary Johnson or Ron Paul got in, they wouldn't be able to control the courts that have been stacked by globalist operatives. They wouldn't be able to control the Democratic and Republican parties that have been bought and paid for or by offshore banks that brag in hundreds and hundreds of mainstream news publications that they've conquered the United States. Just type into a search engine, banks have conquered Europe, banks have conquered America, and you'll see them bragging on television. You'll see CNBC bragging that the Federal Reserve conquered America and that it's foreign owned and that we're slaves, feudal slaves to a global government. But then the police training manuals say it doesn't exist. And who writes those training manuals? So-called public watchdog groups like the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, financed openly by the foreign banks. So that's the issue here. We are taking your phone calls on this open line Friday. We have a bunch of key articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPanda.com we'll be getting into. Simi Valley pedophiles claim Halloween ordinance violates their civil rights. Congress presses TSA to crack down on insider threats from its own employees who are being convicted almost every day of robbing people and admitting that some of them steal up to $1 million apiece and that, quote, we all do it and it's addicting and, well, you know what's going on. Also, forget geoengineering. That's manipulating the planet's weather. Professor calls for human engineering to save the Earth. Well, yeah, the globalists are calling for that. And through the vaccines, changing our bodies. The myth of overpopulation forces mass sterilizations in developing nations. Another big article on that. Iran attack, 80,000 casualties from exposure to radiation. Major university study in Utah shows. And the secretary, former Secretary of Defense, Gates, says it will be a, quote, catastrophe of Iran is attacked. Now, does that mean that Gates is a fan of the mullahs in Iran? No, but he knows, and in the Joint Chiefs know, and have said they don't want it, that it will lead to a giant war that most analysts say will probably lead to a larger regional war that could lead to World War III. And now Turkey, with a bigger standing army than Israel. They don't have the big nuke stockpile, even though the word is they've got a few NATO-based ones there. They've got a giant conventional military. And now Syria is saying, we did not send a lone mortar into a town across the border. Why would we do that? But here's the telltale, it's a false flag. Turkey is announcing yesterday that Syria admitted they did it with no proof. So that's your false flag. That's your Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. That's your pretext type event. And they need to bring down Syria before they can attack Iran. And we played all these different clips of top neocons and others on C-SPAN. But cue that back up for later after calls, saying, hey, let's just stage something like the Gulf of Tonkin or the USS Maine or you know these other events we've staged to get this war going. So you've got non-military bureaucrats and Israel lobby people on the right wing, who aren't even really right wing, saying, let's have a false flag on C-SPAN. Let's stage something. And ABC News ran 3 days ago the headline that there may be an October surprise military false flag by Obama. False flags are real. Hitler did it to become a dictator in 33, firebombing his own Reichstag, their own capital, then to attack Poland. Our history books say, oh, Hitler just attacked Poland in 1939. Well, yeah, under Operation Himmler, that was staged terror attacks on the Polish border, blaming dead U.S. Dead German troops who never really got killed. They would kill Polish prisoners that they, you know, Poles they'd arrested, Polish nationals they'd arrested in Germany, and they would dress them up in Polish uniforms and shoot them, and dress them up in German uniforms and shoot them, and blow up a radio station. They blew up a German military radio station at Gliwice. As part of Operation Himmler. And this is in the mainline big history books. It's just not on History Channel. Go look it up. So this is what certain elements inside the government and outside are saying. Let's stage something so the U.S. military has to go to war. That sounds pretty darn illegal to me. I mean, I'll guarantee you, as a talk show host with millions of listeners, if I called a political conference and I got up on the stage and said, well, our government staged stuff before. We need to stage something again and start the war. I would have the FBI show up at my office, and I should. I'd probably get arrested. Because they're talking about killing U.S. troops. Remember what Cy Hirsch at the New Yorker magazine reported 4 years ago? When I guess he thought he was safe because Bush was leaving office. That high-level administration officials were able to stop and convince Bush not to listen to Cheney They wanted to have Navy SEALs attack one of our own ships in a fake Iranian blue PT boat as a pretext to go to war then. And that was when Admiral Fox Fallon resigned and blew the whistle about that. He didn't go all the way. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I promised I'd go to your calls. It's open calls today. There's just so much to talk about here. We're going to be getting into the economy, $4 gas, what's behind that, dollar devaluation, and so much more. But I'm going to try to hurry now through your calls, and I appreciate people holding and being patient. A KOMY 1340 AM listener in California. That's one of the sister stations to our other station there in that area. What KSCO. Good to have you on with us, Nick.
Alex, thank you.
Again, welcome.
I like to be your West Coast connection for you. I doubt if you have a segment for me now, but maybe I'll just not waste so much time and go right to it.
Okay.
I like to see the UC Davis officer that was just. Did you see the ruling on UC Davis this past week?
Yeah, they paid him $30,000 per student. For him spraying peacefully protesting students that wanted to just sit on the sidewalk there at the university. And it's just despicable to see that type of activity against the First Amendment.
Sir, to be your poster child. He's the son of Sif. I mean, those people have to be chained to stay near him. And he's flaunting going against his own rule. You could see his butt rash face.
No, I hear you, sir. I appreciate your call. It's just despicable. Look, I don't hate police. I have a lot of family that are police. I have friends that are police. I don't like police being turned into total and complete thugs. That's my problem. That's my issue. I mean, everybody knows North Korean police are bad. Everybody knows that Chinese police are bad. Everybody knows that Mexican police are famously corrupt and bad. I've been shaken down by them repeatedly. I won't go to Mexico because of it. Even in the tourist areas now, they're thugs. Before, you know, you just didn't go to the rest of Mexico. Everybody knows in tyrannies, which are most countries, the police are horrible criminals. I don't want our police to turn into that. And the federal government, run by foreign banks, is trying to do that. And I see footage all over the country where you'll have peaceful people videotaping police beating peaceful protesters, and the cops will march, in one video I saw it in Maryland, 200 yards and beat the camera guy or his First Amendment, and then they took him to jail for filming them, calling it wiretapping. And they found a kept jury to actually convict the guy. I mean, that's not a free country. Cops beat you up because you're 200 yards away. They weren't interfering with them beating the peaceful protesters, which they probably should have under law. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble here. The government wants thugs. They're encouraging thugism. A lot of police departments have resisted it. But we need to turn this around. I mean, you know, we're on the radio in Chicago. People in Chicago are great. I've got family that lives up in Chicago. My cousin Buckley lives up there. Great guy. And I hope his soon-to-be fiancée, because she's such a sweet girl, such a sweet lady. I've been up there before just on the street with a little camera videotaping when I was just up there visiting. And two cops walked over and they said, turn your camera off. They were plain clothes. And I was kind of in tourist mode. So I put it down and I said, why? He goes, I said, you can't film. And I said, well, is there a law against it? And the cops looked at me and they said, look, if you turn it back on, we're going to hurt you. And I just realized they wanted to hurt somebody. It was mafia, basically. And I was like, wow. Wow. I mean, I could tell they were serious, too. And so I just said, all right, well, wow, this is really a free city. You know, that ain't America, okay? I've had Austin police come over and say, don't videotape. And you know, then I say, well, you'll have to arrest me because I know Austin's lost lawsuits. I also knew Chicago is so corrupt. The system is so established to do whatever it wants that they would have gotten away with it. Probably. I talked to the late, great Aaron Russo when he was bringing Led Zeppelin for the first time to the U.S. there to Chicago. And and they've been paying the cops off to even be able to have his place for a year at the Electric Theater. And they came by, beat him up, and said, we're just taking it over ourselves. And they took over his place and ran it for themselves. They beat him up real bad for no reason. They just, you know.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Straight back to your phone calls. Coming up, I'm going to break down the fact that QE Unlimited is devaluing the dollar and what that's going to spell for our economy. It spells disaster, quite frankly, if this continues. But right now, let's go to Sean in California, then Chad, Eric, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Sean in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. It's a great honor to speak with you. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, please don't. Anyway, you don't have to thank me. I want to thank you for calling. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, you're doing something right if you've been able to wake up a hardline Democrat as myself. You know, I used to work in Congress and was the president of a college club at my university, and you've totally woken me up to reality. So,
thank you, sir. That's exciting. Go ahead.
So I was having a conversation with my girlfriend this morning about, you know, what's going on in California with the gas prices. And I read that, you know, it's a clash between business and government as usual. And, you know, they're saying that the companies are not investing in California anymore because of all their regulation. And, you know, you have the old pipes and all the problems. And then switching from the summer to winter blend, it's just kind of creating a perfect storm. But, you know, what does the companies have to the consumer? You know, is there, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, who's really at fault, because these are the same companies that we have also found have been very corrupt as well, killing people overseas. So, I mean, I know they're all in bed with each other at the end of the day as well. So I just want to know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, it's a great question, and I was actually going to cover that later after I took more calls, but I'm glad you raised it now, so I'll give people kind of a forte into what we're going to be getting into later. Here's the CNN headline, $4 gas, get used to it, but not just in California, they say, all over the country. It's actually a Fortune magazine article run by CNN. Look, it's a perfect storm or a cocktail of events. Number one, the world reserve currency is the dollar, and 90%+ of all oil and gas is traded and bought worldwide in the dollar, not the euro, not the yuan, not the yen, not the Mexican peso, in the dollar. So the dollar, since they announced 3 weeks ago, QE Unlimited, I was just mentioning this, when the dollar went down 4 years ago, did gas prices go up? Yes. Then they backed off QE for a couple years. The dollar went back up, so gas prices went down a little. So the main thing is dollar devaluation. Next, once they know fuel's going to go up, once QE starts, the speculators come in. But the media likes to blame the speculators. And speculators do a lot of bad stuff. I'm not saying they're good. The globalists use speculating to keep gold and silver down, and they always have the inside knowledge, so it's a lot of insider trading. I'm not defending speculators. It's just speculators come after. It's like buzzards come after the deer gets run over in the highway. They don't come when the deer is alive. You know, a fish starts rotting once it's dead. Once the dollar starts going down, it's been plunging, if you look, the last 3 weeks since QE3 was announced. That's why gold has gone up. All major commodities go up. Gold, silver, rare earth minerals, corn, soybeans, wheat, any commodity staple, pork bellies, beef, poultry, all commodities. The commodity is something you got to have. And people say, well, I don't have to have gold. Really, gold's used in electronics, you name it. They all go up. Okay. And so that's basically it. The dollar being devalued, QE Unlimited, is a tax on the consumer, and it hurts the poor and the fixed income the most in small businesses. That's why QE is so horrible, but they're hailing it as a way to get the economy going. It's inflation. But then you add that California has all these regulations and all this harassment, that there hasn't been a new refinery built in 30-plus years. And I was talking to a refinery engineer just 2 weeks ago, went hunting with him. We're getting ready for hunting. We're down there in the woods, riding around with four-wheelers, not really hunting anything. We shot one wild hog. But the point is that really it's a bunch of beer drinking going on. I wasn't really imbibing in that. But I was having like that 2.5% super low-calorie Budweiser Select. I didn't drink a few of them. The point is, I want to be technical. I don't consider that beer. And he was going, no, you're right. And, you know, no new refinery in 30 years. But I went one further and pulled it up on my iPhone and showed him, and he was shocked because he's a senior engineer. That the AP had reported 10 years ago, or 11 years ago, that The big oil companies got together in the mid-90s. They got the minutes of the meetings and colluded to blame the environmentalists for not having new refineries. The truth is they don't want new refineries as a bottleneck to keep prices high.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the big question, the big issue, why are gas prices exploding? Every time they devalue the dollar, oil goes up because it takes more dollars to buy the oil. It's very, very simple. Anybody that used to go to Mexico back when the dollar was still worth a lot remembers that you could go down there for $100 and spend 3 or 4 days and get your hotel, your food, drinks, maybe souvenirs. Now you blow $100 in an hour in Mexico because the pesos come up a lot of ways towards the dollar. It's not really that the peso came up, it's that the dollar went down. But see, there's another byproduct of this. The U.S. stock markets, because the dollar is the world reserve currency, even though a lot of it is internationally invested, when the dollar goes down, it takes more dollars to buy oil. It also takes more dollars to buy those stocks. So a stock market at 12,000 is not what a stock market would have been at 12,000 in the Dow Jones Industrials in 1970. That would have been valued a lot higher. So it creates that illusion for people to say, oh, my stocks are up. And these are all oversimplifications. But yes, regulation has to do with it. Taxes has to do with it in California. California harasses the refineries that are left. The bureaucrats fine and fee them. And so the oil companies are like, okay, we just won't really do a lot of business in your state. You can pay even more than most people. And Californians, those that understand what's happening, love the state. It's a beautiful state. Physically, it has good people in it in many areas. But it's also got a lot of dependent people down in Southern California, Los Angeles and San Francisco, that they don't care what the government does. Government is God. Government can do no wrong. And they like Agenda 21. I mean, when you're in a Whole Foods in California, there's magazines everywhere saying, it's good that we have austerity. That'll make our carbon footprint go down. And so they all want to get people out of cars. They don't understand the whole civilization's based on that and set up on that. So you can't just go to this compact city model they want. But, hey, you're not going to get in the way of what they want. California is just falling apart. And as they raise taxes, revenues go down. That's what they want. Because the state's meant to go bankrupt so the feds can bail it out. And the federal government goes bankrupt and the bankers bail us out with fiat made up money. That's how you conquer us. Okay, I said I'd go back to your calls. It's just that he brought up what I was going to get to later. A new UN report says the massive bets placed on the commodities markets in oil and gas prices, and that's not about to change. So you read CNN, it's just more disinformation. They always say it's the speculators. Let me explain this again. If I'm a speculator and you're placing bets whether something's going to go up or down and you're buying that commodity out there, and so you know that, okay, they announced QE, unlimited, $85 billion a month to private banks. They're going to have big profits. That's going to drive inflation. That's devaluing the currency. And now that's going to make oil prices go up. Gee, we'll go in with contracts that reflect that, knowing it's going to go up. We're going to buy it now so that when it goes up, we make a profit. And because they know it's going to go up, so that's a profit right there. And they go, oh, you horrible speculators. It's just terrible what you've done. When they never target the real speculators, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others going in with naked shorting and betting with paper gold and paper silver that it's going to go down, and then the market sees that and artificially drives it down. But you look at the long term, they can't keep it down. It's like a beach ball underwater. So if you look at a 12-year graph, $300 or less to 2,000. And we've been in a dip down to 15-something. Now it's back to right up at 18. So that's why I'm betting on gold and silver going up. And in the last 12 years, if you went off my logic, you made a lot of money. Does it mean they can't pull out all the stops and crash the whole economy and send gold down by $1,000? They probably could do that. Not saying that's going to happen, but it could go right back up and will. Because the currencies are being devalued. And when these currencies finally go belly up completely, the dollar's lost, what, 98% of its value since 1913? But that's been long and gradual. That last few percentage points that we think of as a dollar could rapidly erode in just a matter of months. I'm not saying in a matter of months it's going to happen. I'm saying it's devaluing right now at a medium speed, but it could accelerate. And if it ever goes Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe, or if it ever goes, you know, the Argentine model, if it ever devalues really bad and you get, you know, where $1,000 can't buy a loaf of bread, well, I mean, gold will be $1 million an ounce, and I'm not saying that's going to happen. But it's probably going to get real bad where I think gold will probably, the way things are going. I don't know, a couple of years, probably be $3,000 an ounce. By the way, I hope that that is not the case. I hope gold isn't $3,000, because if it does do that, it means they've really devalued the dollar down to almost nothing. By the way, they found an article about 98% loss in the dollar value since 1913 with a truthometer. Let's see what that site says. I've talked to Ron Paul. I've talked to economists. They say it's 98. I've seen the numbers. Everybody knows you could go, you know, with a dime in 1913 and buy lunch. Can you buy? No, it takes $10 to buy lunch now pretty much anywhere, and that's more than a 98%. Since the Fed was created in 1913, the U.S. dollar lost 98% of its purchasing power. Virginia Tea Party says dollar lost 98%. And the truthometer, who is this giving us the truthometer? I love how the Richmond Times-Dispatch, I love how the old newspapers that nobody reads now, always, you know, they determine reality. And they say it's half true. Really, I mean, a number 98%, how is that half true? No, the dollar's lost about 98%. I've seen the numbers, the actuaries. I'm not going to burn all our time. Go look it up for yourself. The dollar's lost a lot of its value. Put that back up for me. I want to read that because I love the wild card of the crew, you know, throwing stuff up, because they know whatever I say, they just go check it, and about 99% of the time it's accurate, unfortunately. I wish I was wrong more often, because I wish I wasn't right about all this. I mean, I'm not happy that I told you gold was going to go up when it was 300 and it did. Because the reason it went up is because I'm right, and I'm right. If my prognosis is right, we're up the creek. In a pointed letter to Virginia's congressional delegation, the Virginia Tea Party Patriot Federation recently called for an audit of the Federal Reserve System, blaming the bank for pushing the nation further into debt and devaluing the dollar. And then they go on to break it down and basically admit it's been devalued by 98%, but that it's not the Fed's fault. That's the lie. Oh, I see. It has been devalued by 98%, but the Fed's not to blame. No, they just run monetary policy. And it's a front group for six private banks. I mean, just, you know, they can only get away with this because people are ignorant. They can only get away with this. You could buy lunch in 1913 for a dime. You could buy a Reuben sandwich, a glass of milk, and some potato chips and get a mint when you're walking out the door for a stinking dime. By the 50s, you know, it might have cost you 50 cents, 75 cents a dollar. What's it cost you now? $10? 98% devaluation. Let's go ahead and talk to Chad in Colorado. Thanks for holding, Chad. You're on the air.
Yeah, no problem. I'm kind of freaking out, Alex. I've got three extremely important things to get through, and I know that we're burning up a lot of time here.
But no, go ahead. I'll shut up.
Okay, one of them just happened this morning. Living here on the Front Range is pretty interesting because of all the military stuff that happens. But my wife was driving to work this morning, and she said that there was a huge motorcade surrounded by Secret Service vehicles that were all marked with sirens on and so on and so forth, pushing through rush hour traffic in the morning with a hearse in the middle of it and a van just behind the hearse with what she said appeared to be about 8 or 10 young cadets, like 18 to 20-year-old cadets. So no idea who it was for, but I haven't seen anything on the news today at all that gives me any indication of what that was about. And also, I actually work for a company that we supply a lot of stuff to the military. And so we have a lot of contact with other companies that do the same thing. And one of our competitors, the CEO recently said to my boss, something really strange is going on because we provide military refuelers to the Army. And instead of the orders coming through to be painted desert camo, they're all coming through to be painted green now. So not sure where they're going anymore, but
I know where they're going. They're going to Australia.
Okay. And there's one more thing. It also relates to information coming from the company that I work for, is that I didn't know this until last week, but apparently Saudi Arabia has 6 military bases buried under the sand that can be ready to go within 24 hours.
Well, I know this. They've moved B-1 bombers and B-2 bombers in and around the Middle East. They don't move those B-1s that were already scheduled for retirement unless they're really getting ready for something all in. They've moved more ships, more carriers in. I've talked to Air Force officers, Army officers in person who say they've been told it's on. The problem is they always tell them, if there's a 50-50, there's going to be a war, they tell them it's on. But they've got them all ready, foregone conclusion, for all Hades to break loose, to have war with the Chinese and the Russians. They've got ships off the coast of China. They're massing armaments in, what's that big island up in the Indian Ocean? And then there's another island. There's another island right there. Yeah, there it is. Pentagon moving B-2 bombers to new roost closer to Baghdad. Yeah, that's from years ago, guys, that article you put up there. See that? 2002. That was before the war there. But I think that's an instructive article. But, again, if you're a radio listener, the crew's always throwing articles up as I talk on screen. But we're seeing the same movements we saw pre 1990, 91, Desert Storm, Desert Shield. We're seeing the same thing we saw pre-2002. We're seeing it again right now. But, again, we're all waiting for this big, giant bombardment, shock and awe, when the liquor stores all sell out, the pizza places all sell out, like Christmas, New Year's, and Thanksgiving all combined. I mean, Americans, it's now a spectator sport to, like, watch buildings blow up. Whereas anybody who's actually been in war gets physically sick watching, and only sickos would get off on this. It's very, very sad. I see beautiful women all the time now with tattoos of zombies and baby zombies and dead babies tattooed on them. I mean, it's just a culture begging to be run over and destroyed. But I'm ranting, sir. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, there's one last thing. So many callers that I hear call up and say, you know, what are you doing? What are other people doing? Well, the thing that I'm doing is to get everybody aware is I just test the waters with them really, really lightly and say, oh, yeah, you know, I'll bring up GMO or I'll bring up, you know, I think something's going to happen this fall and just sort of test and see what their reaction is. And I'm very happy to report that a lot of people that I know are awake, but they just kind of keep it to themselves until you really start to drag it out of them. And then it's just, I have this small community of other like-minded people building around me just because I test the waters a little bit just to see what their reaction is.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for caring about humanity and being involved. Good to hear from you. We're going to go to more calls here, but just briefly, I guess this really is a form of plugging here or pitching something, but really it's because it works. When you get an InfoWars.com shirt, we've got, I don't know, more than 50 different variants of pro-Second Amendment, anti-tyranny shirts, liberty or death shirts, camo shirts, InfoWars.com, camo hats, in the TSA shirts. I mean, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to meet like-minded people, wear an InfoWars.com shirt. I mean, it's like, you know, being part of a motorcycle gang or something, but we're good guys. Come and take it. Pro-Second Amendment shirts. I mean, it's all up there at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the classic retro shirt that just says InfoWars.com on it. The most popular is Liberty or Death. Don't Tread on Me. Red shirt, black and red. Anti-fluoride shirts. Legalized Freedom shirts. We've got a football-style jersey shirt. I mean, we got so much there. You know, evil stuff like Defend Freedom. We have anti-socialism shirts showing a guy with a gun to somebody's head, taking their money, saying socialism. I mean, just a lot of evil pro-America type stuff up there on the website. You know, stuff you might hear founding fathers being into. The Answer, 1904, 1776, one of my favorites, Attorney Response Team classic. We've been selling for about 13 years. It's all up there on the site, and that's really it. I mean, Congress has a 9% to 11% approval rating, depending on which poll. I mean, we're winning. But now we've got to get the majority of us that know what's going on to get aggressive and stop complying with the tyranny. We've got to have good cops stand up. We've got to have good politicians stand up and be statesmen. We've got to have people defend freedom or we'll lose it. And that's starting to happen. So people out there saying, you know, nobody's awake, I don't think you're talking to the right people. And just get organized, pick an issue, and fight for that issue. whether it's pro-gun, anti-fluoridation, anti-GMO, anti-globalization, or your local police are ordered to give illegal aliens a get-out-of-jail-free card, you know, expose that. I mean, you know, just call for true, you know, level playing field. And speak out about what's happening and exercise your rights or lose them. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, because the implosion is basically incontrovertible now. I don't think we're going to turn this around at this stage. So things are going to get a lot worse. The globalists are going to try to use the crisis to bring in real tyranny, hot tyranny, as the solution. So it is imperative that those of us that know what's going on, you know, that know where our state capital is, that know the three branches of government, who know what the Federal Reserve is, who know this stuff, that, you know, we're the extremist because we know how to tie our shoelaces. I mean, of course, if you're not dumbed down, you're the enemy. It's up to us to understand we've got a takeover happening, a global corporate anti-freedom monopoly capitalist system that's the opposite of the free market capitalism. And it uses socialism to control people. And we've got to aggressively get in the face of this tyranny. So many people say, you know, they're successful by being easy about it with people. I found hit people upside the head with a 2x4. I mean, I don't have time. It's like the neighborhood's on fire. I'm driving down the road, honking my horn, saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. You know, Paul Revere stuff. I mean, was Paul Revere polite about this? No, he was like, they're coming, to arms. Well, today, the arms are the info war. Get out there, ring the alarm bells now.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
phone calls. I want to get into a wide spectrum news I haven't covered yet on politics, science and technology, and world news, as well as the end of Posse Comitatus. And people are like, hey, what's wrong with having an armed regular army on the streets? I mean, Guatemala, Mexico, Nigeria, North Korea, Communist China, Nazi Germany had them. I mean, it's good to have troops on the streets. I mean, that's a free country. Of course, it's not. And now they're not even calling them drills. Oh, I'm getting reports confirmed in mainstream news all over the country of regular Army, Marines, MPs from the Air Force. Well, I've run into it before without even being out on assignment. And they are now searching people. I mean, it's just, it's martial law, just in slow motion. But they don't call it martial law. It's like all these wars. They don't call them wars. They don't call this a depression we're going into. They say it's not even a recession. And they're just everywhere. They're rolling out in South Carolina, not for a hurricane. They're just there. With the police saying, oh, we're the Army. We're just here. I'm going to set a checkpoint up. It's totally illegal to have cops doing it, much less the Army. And you got to ask, why have they had this long-term program to get us ready for this? Well, the Army manuals say they're going to confiscate guns and put people in re-education centers that don't like big government. And the new Army manual that Wired magazine covered Monday, not InfoWars, if people don't trust the government, we're going to arrest them. I mean, the government's evil, folks, right there. That's Nazi Germany type stuff. And you're like, well, why are you speaking out? They may get you. If we cow to this, they win. The military is starting to wake up. Think how crazy this is, though. The globalists know that once the military people are out, they really wake up. So they say the number one threat is veterans. Returning combat veterans are the number one terrorist. And they've got the army preparing to fight themselves. Because the globalists run al-Qaeda. That was just the excuse to get this police state going. Now they say it's for the American people. It's for anti-New World Order people and returning veterans, because they know the veterans are anti-New World Order. They know the veterans listen to this show. It's good that I'm not apt to power trips. Instead of that giving me a power trip, it scares the daylights out of me. Not because I'm scared of getting killed. I do not feel worthy to be here, the number one talk show to the military, hands down. I don't even know. I mean, how to even deal with this, because I know I do an okay job, but still I should do an incredible job with the amount of power God has given me. It looks like we're set to get 30, 40, maybe 50 new affiliates in the next month. I mean, the show is just exploding right now. And I'm just babbling incoherently. I said I'd go to your calls, and I just burned this segment. We'll go to break, and I promise I'll do 30 minutes of your calls ahead of Aaron's special report on GMOs. And again, I like Whole Foods. I think they're the best of the organic food stores that are big. There's some smaller ones that are better individually. I don't want to attack Whole Foods, but they try to bully the First Amendment. They tried to come out. We were on a city street and say you can't be here until we told the people we know this is a city sidewalk. And then they sent out their head person, the head national person, because they're based here in Austin. He's on video and obviously listens to the show because she was responding to all the points. And look, you know, I don't like the fact that Whole Foods is shutting down videos of people that go inside and talk to their employees and show their employees telling people there's no GMO. And then we can't get the stuff labeled. We're just illustrating this. You know, if it's GMO, tell us it's GMO. But it's a big report coming up. You know, I just go after people that are bullying folks. I mean, if you want to know what this show stands for, we're against government and corporate bullying, and we're for freedom, and we're for the family, and we're for truth and justice and the American way.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.